The prophet Jeremiah, in his ministry to the people, had very difficult times in proclaiming the word of God to the people. So that is why in today's verse reading, he speaks about that he cannot speak about God anymore, because the word of God has become a derision, a very challenging task. And so we can see that in our own times, when a priest or a deacon or a bishop or someone wants to preach about the good news of salvation, proclaiming the truth about Jesus Christ and the gospel. And then there are times when a preacher says something, but the preacher says, I become something distasteful to some people. There are some people who don't like to hear the message of the truth, the gospel. And sometimes a preacher finds it difficult to preach, to say the truth. That is why the power of the word of God brings down all barriers and challenges. Just to have faith, to proclaim the truth, and to have the faith and humility to welcome that word that has the power to transform and change our lives. And then looking at the gospel in today's readings, we see Peter and Jesus interacting with each other. Jesus has a mission, has a goal. He wants to do it, to give his life. But then Peter gets on the way. There are times when perhaps some people may become a hindrance or an obstacle to other people. For example, someone wants to pursue a career, a vocation, a calling, a special task, a special project, a way of life, and then a family member or a friend comes on the way and says, no, you can do that. Are you crazy? Don't ruin your life. And so, being aware of those moments in which we perhaps may become a hindrance to other people, an obstacle on their mission. Perhaps there are people who like to gaslight others, who manipulate and say, no, you are not able to do that. It will be a big challenge, a big task for you. You will not endure it. Like putting people down and making other people insecure, thinking that, yes, yeah, you are right. That mission is too big for me to take. While God has given us the power to do the good that He wants us to do, and to be what God wants us to be.